Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
At the heart of the Pope's message during his Angelus address on Sunday was not to remain blind in one's soul.
E si chiude, è curioso questo, con dei presunti videnti che continuano a rimanere ciechi nell'anima.
Pope Francis was referring to the day's Gospel reading from John, where it is written that Jesus gives sight to the blind man and thus sees the light of Christ. The Holy Father compared the blind man from birth and whose sight is restored to those who supposedly have sight but continue to remain blind in their soul. The Pope went on to say that while the blind man gradually approaches the light, on the contrary, the doctors of the law slip ever deeper into inner blindness. Locked in their arrogance, he continued, they believe they already have the light and so do not open themselves up to the truth of Jesus. They do everything to deny the evidence. The Holy Father noted that our life is sometimes similar to that of the blind man who opened to the light of God and his grace. But sometimes, unfortunately, he said, it is also like that of the doctors of the law, in that there is judgment of others. But Pope Francis stressed, we are invited to open ourselves to the light of Christ, to bear fruit in our lives, to eliminate behaviour that is not Christian, to walk firmly on the path of holiness. In off-the-cuff remarks, the Pope invited the faithful to read this chapter of the Gospel of John. So he said, we can see if our heart is open or closed toward God and neighbour. Following the recitation of the Marian prayer, the Holy Father greeted Italian soldiers who have made a pilgrimage on foot from Loreto to Rome, praying for a peaceful and just resolution to conflicts.
Questo è molto bello. Gesù, nelle beatitudine, dice che sono beati coloro che lavorano per la pace.
The Pope remarked, this is very good. Jesus in the Beatitudes says that blessed are those who work for peace. I'm Lydia O'Kane.